problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid.
I'm on the way and I damn well.
This rover.
Let's go while we're young.
Yeah, rover, no kidding.
If I
wait, too late.
Cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Rich as Rockefeller.
Gold dust.
And are the Rockefellers still rich? I guess they are.
On the sunny side of the street.
I think some families have so much money that no generation could ever be broke. It's just that much money. Handed down and handed down. Like the Pinion family. My kids, their kids, their kids' kids. No way.
I'll reap the best.
I was thinking of somebody else.
Our family hands down bills.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Yeah, sorry, we're dead.
I'm dying. Here, take these and pay them after I'm dead. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. You know, the day we told the hot weather joke, we thought, well, this would be the hottest day. And then there were other hot days as hot. And then there were some other hot days as hot. And I will not get into an argument with anybody about global warming. But if you really look at the records we are tying or barely breaking, they're from as far back as 80 years ago. So we had this same sort of stretch 80 years ago.
Yeah, I saw.
And there was no global warming then, at least that anybody was talking.
There was a list of the average temperature for the summer, and ours was like 108 so far, but 1920-something. It was 115. Yeah. I go, how do people just not keel over and just die everywhere?
They probably did.
They
all went to Kiel Auditorium to keel over.
Yeah.
That's why they call it that. Everybody go down to the auditorium to keel over.
But we had a caller last week that said... up in Seattle, they had their coldest June ever, and it was like 50 degrees.
All right, hang on here. There's something very odd.
What's
Oh, no. Do you know what? Too late!
Look at that.
It is not.
No, it's not too late.
No, it was because over the weekend.
It was Saturday.
What does that say?
There once was a guy. This is a cake brought into management trying to act like they care about us. There once was a guy from Tennessee... What does this say?
Who told stories
on the radio for the Bucks? Happy. What the heck? That doesn't even rhyme.
That's perfect.
Let's see. Who told stories on radio for the Bucks?
For the Bucks. That's a dollar
sign. But that doesn't rhyme. Happy 15th anniversary, Franco Pena. Congratulations. But you really do suck.
Oh,
that rhymes with Buck.
Oh, fucking suck. Wow, there you go.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Look how many people are in here.
Yeah. They were truthful.
And you know what's interesting? I don't know who half these people are. There are people who work here that we've never met. So those of you who have never been introduced to me, get out. You can't participate in this. Thank you. I hate this kind of thing. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know I hate
man.
It. That's why you did it. Is it chocolate or what, yellow?
It's marble.
No, it's actually
marble.
It's going to break our teeth. It's really marble.
That is so cute.
Look at Martin Kilcoyne acting like he's part of any of this. You just got here. No, go back out. You haven't been here long enough.
He wants to see what he's going to get after that many years.
My cake's smaller and it says I'm fired. No, well,
and he thinks he's kidding. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Minnie P was in here, too. Did you see Minnie P?
No,
Minnie P.
Hi, Minnie P.
See, the thing is, they know that I can't stand it.
Right, that's why they do.
And I made it very clear that I can't stand it.
It was so nice.
It was nice, but I can't stand it. I hate attention. I do. Yeah, I hate birthday attention, anniversary attention, and they know that. Well, let's do it anyway.
That's why.
And let's put on there that he sucks.
So they're truthful,
now,
at least.
Now, will I eat the cake? The answer is yes. As much as I can't stand it, I will eat the cake. That was very nice, very thoughtful. Don't ever do it again. And by the way, they won't get a chance to do it again because I can pretty much guarantee you there'll be no 16th anniversary year celebrated here. But 15 years was Saturday, the 7th of July, 1997. 7th of July, 7/7/97
wow.
was our first day here.
Yeah.
So Saturday, so this is the first official workday of our 16th year.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are survivors.
Doesn't seem that long to me.
Does to me. 16th year. This is the first broadcast of the 16th year. So that was very nice and very thoughtful. Thank you very much. And I'm a weirdo for not liking things like that. It's me, not you. It makes me the bad guy.
I like it.
I hate it, but
Dan,
I love it.
Yeah, Dan loves it too.
I'll eat
just,
the cake.
For whatever reason, nice. Have never liked personal attention. I just... It's a psychological thing. I guess a psychiatrist could analyze it, but I'm not going to go to a psychiatrist because I think they're crazy.
I think they are crazy.
How could you not be crazy if your job is spent every day in a room with crazy people?
Yes, I think some of it has to rub off on you. Absolutely.
I've always wondered what it's like to be married to a psychiatrist or some sort of psychologist.
I've never wondered what that was like. That's weird.
Because
you wonder if they're analyzing you.
Yeah, if they're analyzing
the
every time you come home.
Well, there's a great joke. There's a great joke about a psychiatrist who's with a buddy, and a friend approaches him. He says, "Hey, how you doing?" And the psychiatrist looks at his friend and goes, "I wonder what he meant by that." Yeah. He's analyzing everything.
Yeah, I wonder if two psychiatrists link up more together married to each other because they understand.
They're
dissecting
everything the other one says.
I wonder if that's easier to be married to another one because
I think not.
You know?
It'd be harder. It'd be harder. What if Angela had a radio gig? It'd be horrible. It'll be horrible. I get to work today. I get to work today, and there's an envelope. This is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. There's an envelope here, and quite frankly, I'm surprised it got to me that it wasn't intercepted here at the station. And it's a regular snail mail envelope, and it's from Hubbard Broadcasting. They own WIL, and they own The Arch. Now, my first thought is, job offer.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's right over here. I just put the envelope in the trash, and it said Hubbard Broadcasting, and I thought, this is it. Somebody finally tuned in this show and said, this show is too good. It needs to be taken to another level. And then I opened it up, and it was a very nice note from a guy named Mike Genowine. He worked for those stations, and he sent me a couple of old bumper stickers back a million years ago. I had a character called Ed E. Toriel, and we ran Ed for president. And I actually remember going and speaking to groups at luncheons with Secret Service agents.
Whoa.
I had two guys with dark glasses and earpieces and dark suits, and I would go with the Secret Service, the fake Secret Service, and campaign as Ed E. Toriel. I don't own one of these stickers, so Mike, thank you. That was very nice. I don't know where you found them, but they're in perfect shape.
Yeah, they look brand new.
You need to frame them.
And these things are 30 years old or something. So, Mike, thank you. That was nice. And, tell your bosses the job offer thing is. I would talk to them about
it. You must have been doing that when you were like 10.
I've been doing this a long time.
They were 30.
This would have been from 1982, so that would be about 30 years.
Yes. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Ooh.
All right. We start the first day of our 16th year, look, the guy that runs the place is bringing in.
Oh, cut up,
nice.
cut up pieces.
Cut the cake for us.
Well, they gave you the piece that says suck? Or what?
He brought me a piece of cake.
Did you cut the cheese?
Who's eating the word suck?
Lauren.
That's not a shocker.
Hey, make sure Mini P gets a piece.
Okay.
He's become my favorite since his name is Mini P.
He loves that now. He said he heard it other day. We were talking about Mini P. He loves it. He goes, I love being Mini P. Yeah,
I like being Major P. No, I don't. That didn't sound right.
Major P.
So, okay, here's the deal. On the 4th of July, I was in San Diego with my dad for 4th of July. His birthday is today, but we thought we'll combine 4th of July. because I could get a day off, and I took an extra day off, and we go out, and we... So now, I didn't even know this till Peon sent me a text, and I'm in San Diego, and I get a text from Peon, and it's something like, hey, did you go see the great fireworks display? And I didn't know what he was talking about. So let me give you the backstory here. I had been kind of looking around online, trying to find if there's a fireworks display in San Diego I could take my dad to. Now, you have to understand, at 86, he doesn't move around very well. He's got a walker and a cane, and he can't walk very far. The other thing is, you don't want to get stuck in traffic. And a lot of times you watch fireworks, ooh, and when it's over, it's 2 hours.
Mass exodus. Yeah.
Right. We can't do that. He can't get stuck in a crowd for reasons that I won't go into, but it has to do with, kidney control. So my brother says, look, the best thing I think is just stay home, watch the stuff on TV. And we took my dad a couple of great movies to watch, and I'll tell you what they were. In fact, one of them is, to me, maybe one of the absolute best military movies ever made, and it's Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
He had never seen it, so we took it to him. We didn't go to the fireworks display. I get this text from Peon, so I look into it, and apparently there was a huge, your typical major fireworks display set up in San Diego, and there was a computer malfunction, because these things are all fired by computer. Every single firework went off in 15 seconds. Now, I got to think that for 15 seconds, that was the greatest fireworks display in the history.
Oh, I saw the video. It was just a big, there were no colors, though.
No, it was just a big
white ball of fire.
Well, that's not good. I envisioned every... those weeping willow,
yes.
Right.
Every starburst, all of them at once, filling the whole sky.
It was just a big white glow ball, yes.
Can you imagine people that got there early, laid it out a blanket, okay, we got a good seat, and over.
Yeah, it looked like they did it in the harbor or something, because there were a bunch of boats parked out there, and I'm sure they, 4 or 5 hours, they're waiting for the big display to cap the night.
Now, did you watch the one from New York, the special with Katy Perry?
No.
And it was really pretty impressive, and it was done up on the Hudson River. And then the next night on Rock Center with Brian Williams, they interviewed the guy who he owns this company that does the fireworks display. I got to tell you something. I had no idea. It takes them, he says, a year. He said, we'll start planning, we'll start putting together next year's 4th of July fireworks display tomorrow.
Is it done with music? Is that why?
It's done with music, computers, and check this out. Everybody, I think, has seen these tubes. They look like cannon barrels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know how many tubes are involved in something like that Hudson River display?
Oh, probably, 5,000, 6,000.
40,000.
Whoa.
Because the ones that you buy at home, you can only shoot one thing out of it.
Oh, I think each tube's only good for one thing. So they have 40,000 tubes.
Oh,
so
crap.
If you blow up 3 of them at once, or 5 of them, or 10 of them at once, 40,000 is a lot of firework. And I can't even imagine the cost, because they showed in this interview... they don't look like fireworks we would recognize. You know what they look like? They look like cannonballs wrapped in paper.
Yes, I've seen them, yeah.
They're big melon-looking things. And
6, 7-inch.
Yeah, I guess they shove them down in these tubes, and then they blow them, the tubes blow them out, and they go to China or whatever and literally go into a fireworks factory and have custom made. I want a lot of this color. It's like making a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take lots of red. We need some green. And they put it together like you'd put a recipe together. It's unbelievable.
And they have the cool ones now that blow up in the shape of a heart and a smiley face.
And, that's the other thing.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
They can do a flag. I've seen an American flag in the air as fireworks, lit up, sparkling in the air. Who thinks
it seems
stuff?
Impossible to make a bunch of garbage fly up in the air?
Yeah, the more I live, and the longer I live, and the more stuff I see, the more I realize how stupid I am. I'm serious. Have you watched this Newsroom on HBO with Jeff Daniels?
No, I haven't seen it.
Don't watch it. If you even don't, because you'll realize how dumb you are. That thing is written by a lot of really smart people. politically savvy.
It's smart. Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin. The guy who did West Wing and a bunch of other stuff. So I just, every day that goes by, I wonder, how is it that some, and it really is something to think about, and you'll never get the answer. Why are some people dealt a hand of brain cards that's a royal flush, and other people can't make a pair? They're just, duh, you know, not real bright. It really is a gift, and some people get it, and some of us are just not smart. We're just not smart about anything. We don't know anything.
Oh, different smarts. I mean, some people are street smart. Some people are...
These dot-com tech people that... Like, my wife this morning is reading to me from USA Today, and she said, oh, listen to this. It's the Under Armour guy. He's only 40 years old. In his early 20s, she says, listen to this. And then she starts reading. He decided that he was tired of being soaking wet in his t-shirts when he ran. So he developed Under Armour. Like it's that easy to do.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people who were thinking, oh man, I'm tired of sweating, but they don't have the brains or the financial backing to go and end up with a manufacturing plant and hundreds of employees making a product that is giving Nike a run for its money. It's not that easy. We've all had those thoughts. Man, I wish there was something that would make me not fill in the blank. But that's it. We don't have the brains to go figure out how
to
make it.
Isn't that an Under Armour thing you have on?
But maybe
this
that,
is an Under Armour
maybe that guy that runs Under Armour can't even change oil.
Who cares?
I mean, but people are smart
maybe he
about
can't
it.
Have a relationship. He's mean. Who cares?
Can't have everything.
Yeah. As Under Armour is worth $2 billion.
Yeah.
Nike is worth, she told me the number. It's something like 40 billion. I mean, it's just out there.
But is Nike, that's not an American company.
Nike is an American company, but the product's made overseas.
What about
his? It's out of Beaverton, Oregon. The headquarters is in Beaverton, Oregon. but their products are primarily made, I believe, in Taiwan. Or
Under Armour also?
I'm sure.
I would bet you that
Under Armour products are not made here. A lot of things aren't made here. But the company is here. Now, I'm almost reluctant to do this, but it's so interesting to me. And I don't want to start a debate. I don't want to start an argument, a discussion, or anything else. Did you hear the news story from about 3 days ago where they took and looked at every component of cars that are made?
No.
Okay. And decided, did you see this?
The most American car?
The most American car, meaning there's more of this car that benefits America, puts money into America,
is built in America,
employs people in America than any other car.
Is it?
It's Toyota.
That's what I was going to guess.
Camry. I think it was, yeah.
So much for the trying to figure out. Now, there will be still people, and please, I don't want to get into it. There'll be people that go, yeah, well, but it's still. No, the fact is the components, the employment in dealers and manufacturing, we've now turned that corner in the same way that Buick, three-quarters of the Buicks are sold in China. We benefit. If the Chinese people weren't buying Buicks, Buick would be in a world of hurt. Oh, which brings me to one other thing. Have you seen the new Buick spokesman on TV?
No.
Who is it?
Okay, now let me start by saying, remember when Tiger Woods was the face of Buick?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know how successful that was?
Yeah.
It wasn't because nobody in their right mind, and Buick is a fine vehicle, but nobody in their right mind is going to believe that a billionaire, a Tiger Woods, is going to drive a Buick.
So it was considered an older person car.
Yeah, unless they had a sports car or something.
Right, but they were trying to get
away
you get away from it is with what they've done in terms of the product, is you make a snazzier, hipper, you make a car that's not an old person's car, which they've done with a couple of models. So they realize that nobody relates to Tiger Woods driving a Buick. No young golfers are going out buying Buicks. Now their spokesperson, and I saw him last night on TV, and I thought, well, this is even more unbelievable. Shaquille O'Neal in a Buick. I see Shaquille O'Neal in a Bentley and an Escalade. and a Rolls. Oh, and a big old Silverado pickup truck all tricked out, and a Range Rover, and a whole fleet, but I don't see him in a Buick. So good luck. I don't know who the Buick's marketing people are or who came up with the idea of paying him a fortune, and you know he's getting a fortune. And if anybody believes that Shaquille O'Neal, given all his resources, all his money, all his choices, would choose, I think I'll drive a Buick. Okay. Burke segment, we'll see if we have any when we come back. We're going to take our first break. We come back to Burke segment and so much more. As I said, spent the 4th of July in San Diego, which meant I had to be in an airport or two. And yesterday I was in two. I was in three. I was out in California, then went to Phoenix, changed planes, and then came here. And I have a couple of observations about people at the airport, so I'll save that for when we come back. And if you want to jump in about anything at all, here are our numbers, 314-969-5877 or toll-free, 888-550-5877. Got a couple of really nice emails through this hot streak about Matheny Heating and Cooling, and I thank you folks for that. I want you to give me your feedback. And every once in a while, let's be real, I get somebody who's not happy with something. And it's always made right. When that happens on those rare occasions, it's made right. And then I hear about that. Oh, they came out and whatever was messed up or the miscommunication was corrected, and now I couldn't be happier. You're going to have a heating and cooling company if you don't already have one. Now, if you're in a new house, brand new house, and the heating and cooling system is brand new, you shouldn't have to have anybody out for a while. Or it's a pretty crappy system if it's brand new and it already needs work. But there is going to come a time when it's not new anymore. And these things don't last forever. It would be great if they would go through the life expectancy, let's say 15, 20 years, and just run and then die. Like a car. You just buy it, you drive it, and it's done. It doesn't work that way. There's oil to be changed. Batteries replaced, same thing with heating and cooling. So who's going to do that? Just like you have to have somebody work on your car that you trust, you got to have a heating and cooling company. We would love for you to make it Matheny for two reasons. One is they're really good at what they do and they're really honest. It's a family business. It celebrates 70 years this year. The other reason is because they support the show. And we support those who support us and want you to do the same. And we would never ask you to do business with or support a business that we didn't think was really good at what they do. And Matheny is that kind of business. 314-727-9000. And, of course, if your power goes out, that's not really a Matheny issue. Bill Cleveland's power is out. Been out since 7 last night. I called him this morning. Bill, how you doing? My power's out!
Yes. Not been happy.
So Matheny can't help because the products they work on run on electricity. So if it's a power outage, they can't help you. If it's just a heating and cooling problem, not only can they will, and they'll reward you for being AM and the PM. You tell them that, and they take 15% off the first service call. Ask about the planned service agreement, too, the maintenance program. Because if you're AM and the PM, they take 15% off that as well. Easy website, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
With our first look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hey, thanks a lot, Tina. Looks like the highways are doing pretty well right now. We do have that water main break that has a couple lanes blocked on westbound Manchester just before Mason. And they thought they might have it finished by this afternoon, but that's going to cause some problems a little bit later. We do have pretty good traffic on southbound 270, just a little off the pace right as you make your way Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, that is slowing as you approach McCausland 270 through Mason. And we also have some road repairs going on right now that have the left lane blocked on southbound Lime Ferry just at Hoffmeister. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, help keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance. Stop by your local Toyota dealer today. For money-saving offers, visit toyota.com/owners. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Can have McGraw any way you like.
I'm going to get down on both knees and pray that
you
I can stick to this.
You especially like the Bachelorette.
I'm giving it up for Lent.
Mac in the morning.
Oh, you're not.
Weekdays at 6.
Really?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so you will not be hearing recaps from me on a daily basis.
Mac on demand.
I don't believe it.
At KTRS.com.
How come no one believes me?
I just don't believe you. I don't think you can help yourself.
I trust me.
The McGraw Show.
It's the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Special report.
The bottom line here is the Supreme Court has upheld the health care case.
The Supreme Court has upheld Obamacare. A bad law, a big tax, it needs to go. I'm John Bruner, a conservative Republican for the U.S. Senate. I'm a Marine, a manufacturer, not a career politician. Now, more than ever, we must fight to repeal Obamacare. It raises our taxes, raises our debt, raises our health care costs, and cuts Medicare for seniors. Claire McCaskill was the deciding vote for Obamacare. She will not vote to repeal it, but I will. As your citizen senator, I'll lead the fight to repeal Obamacare and replace it with common sense reforms that will improve quality, lower cost, and give us all the freedom of choice in health care. The fast track to repeal Obamacare is to defeat Claire McCaskill. I intend to do just that. I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message. Paid for by Bruner for Senate.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $6.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors installed for only $6.99 a square foot. This sale is for a 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 wide, solid oak hardwood, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor installed by our own Union Craftsmen. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and give your home the beauty it deserves. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hey there, hotshot. You got any jokes?
Sure. I got something that'll knock your socks off. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Big screen TVs.
Big screen TVs who?
Lots of big screen TVs at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Hmm.
Okay, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pool, darts, and golden tea.
Pool, darts, and golden tea who?
There's pool, darts, and golden tea at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Try again.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Live music.
Live music who?
There's live music.
As opposed to dead music?
Funny line.
Funnier than yours so far.
Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, there's live music at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Is that it? So far, the only thing that impresses me is O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Your humor, not so much.
Hot bartenders and great times await you at O'Kelly's at the ballpark with happy hour 7 days a week and all day Monday. 756 South 4th Street, just 2 blocks from the stadium.
Last chance, funny guy. Make it count.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You and me, sipping drinks at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Now that's funny. And you succeeded in knocking my socks off. See? No socks. Now buy me a drink.
Gladly.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
All right, before we go to the phones, Burke segment, do we have any?
I have some stuff, but I don't care if we go to the phones first.
No, no, we would never go to, we would never push you to the back burner to go to the phones. All what right. do you have?
Well, Arthur's not going to be happy.
Well, Arthur doesn't mind.
Did you ever, I'm not a milk drinker, but I make chocolate milk, and I poured a big glass, and I took a big drink out of it, and it was like, something's really wrong with this. It was like, and I'd already swallowed it. It was of the. It was the right date, but I smelled the milk afterwards, and it was so bad.
It just happened to me 2 days ago.
Oh.
2 days ago.
I mean, I felt sick, like I was going to throw up.
Angela got sick in the last 3 months.
No, and you know what? Yeah. It's the stinking heat. I'm not kidding. Transporting milk. I think this heat has shortened
the shelf life. Because it was still. It was on the day it said to sell by date.
And mine happened with the day before the sell by day, and I opened it up, and whoo! I said, smell this, my wife. Wouldn't smell it because she'd get sick. I said, this is bad.
I and wish
it,
I would.
It was a day before. Was that your Burke segment?
Well, I just mentioned it. I saw Spider-Man over the weekend.
3D or non-3D?
I saw the 3D, but I don't know. I didn't see the Avengers in 3D, and that's still my favorite movie of the last couple
Avengers
of years.
Avengers was awesome in 3D.
But I don't see the reason to buy the 3D. I'm sorry to pay the extra for this 3D. I thought it was a good movie. But while we were there, we were ordering like a slushie, and they must have a new flavor. And before they would give it to us, they're like, well, you sure you don't want to try it first? And it was like, is there something wrong with it? And they wouldn't answer. So then they gave us like this little test cup. It's like, oh, I'm glad we tried it because it was pretty darn nasty.
What was it called?
What was the flavor?
It was an icy thing. It was strawberry lemonade.
Really?
Yeah, but I thought that was weird that you order it and they're like, do you want to try it?
Well, what's weird is that a retailer would go, hey, you might want to try this crap.
Maybe they've had a bunch of people return and go, this tastes awful.
Yeah. Stop selling it.
How about that? Yeah, it's kind of bitter. Then I saw these cool things called, I think they're called baggerators or something. I'd never seen it before. They're these green bags that you attach to a tree, and I guess you fill them with water and it must seep out. I've never seen them anywhere, but I saw them on a whole bunch of trees in one parking lot.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
You've seen them?
It's a slow watering
process. I've never seen it at a store.
No, I've seen them on TV.
Oh, okay. And then the other funny thing was the weather. Because
that is funny.
Boy, well, how about that?
Well, you know, that's all everybody talks about. But last night we were driving around. We were going to a park and stuff. But we drove through a couple neighborhoods. And everywhere you look, people were out on their porch, sitting in their driveway. Everybody's looking at the sky like, it's going to rain. There's clouds. It was just like, like they'd never seen rain or anything before.
Well, that was a long stretch we had.
It was like at least 3 weeks without rain.
Yeah.
Or any significant
rain. And 9 days of over 100,
But I just, it was so odd. It was almost like an eerie movie where you look around and everybody's out of their house, kind of looking up, like, what's going on?
You know, I thought it was eerie. It was that Dr. that Spock character on.
Yeah. Eerie.
He was Vincent Van Gogh.
Thank you.
That's
eerie.
All.
Yeah. He was eerie.
That was it?
Anything else? Anybody else?
I do. I have something.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
I just got back from the Lake of the Ozarks.
Never heard of it.
What?
Yeah. Ooh. That's a place about three hours from here. And...
I'll have to check it out.
Oh, yeah. But, I have OnStar, and I got down there, and I haven't been to the lake in I don't know how many years, so I don't know anything. I don't know how to get around, navigate, and so I had OnStar on, and it kept telling me I've left my route, and I was on the new 54.
Yeah, no, give it up, because nothing is going to have...
Really?
What they've done at the lake.
Even OnStar? Isn't that
well, he used OnStar.
I used it, and they didn't, And I ended up in Camdenton.
It's live people, but they're using a database like you would use it yourself.
They download. They said, okay, we're downloading the directions to your car, and then it's just like having a Garmin or something else. And they come on, and they give you the directions, say, right turn at the next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody goes to Lake of the Ozarks, fair warning, don't rely on your GPS system.
Well, there's all those little roads. What do they call them? Like RR this or WW
this?
No,
that's not the problem. The problem is the main road is now not different. What it's now completely different.
Yeah, it's all new. It's a whole new highway there, 54. They made it all new.
Like a bypass.
And it's very confusing.
Yeah.
Until you figure it out.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I haven't been down there in years. And I had just an absolute blast.
That's your Burke segment?
Yeah.
Well, and you go
I
down
saw
there.
Your son.
Is that?
I live down
is
there.
Is that old 54? Is that still real crowded on the weekends? Like
there is no more 54.
No. It's
the
54.
Old part of town where
you're talking
Pistols
about the
Plus is?
You're talking about the
dam.
No, Pistols Plus
that?
Is not on the Bagnell Dam Strip. You're talking about the Bagnell Dam Strip where the ski ball, the bumper car.
No, I'm talking about the other main
that's
drag,
now
like
called Osage Beach Parkway.
Oh.
That's Osage Beach Parkway.
I didn't know that.
54 takes you to Camden.
Okay, so is Osage Beach Parkway still bumper to bumper on the weekend?
Not that I've seen.
Because everybody's bypassing.
No. The people that don't want to stop go blow by the trucks, and they blow right around it now.
And that's
that was
what
the
was
whole
causing
point.
The problem.
Yeah.
It wasn't bumper to bumper when I was there this weekend, and there were tons of people down there.
I think it solved the problem, but it created new problems.
And gas is so much cheaper there. I remember that. Okay, that's all.
It's cheaper at the lake?
Yeah. Not on the lake, but in town there. On
it'll never be cheaper on the lake because they know they got you.
Oh, yeah, they
what
jack
you gotta
it
do?
Up.
Yeah. What do you got to do? Pull your boat out and go up somewhere and get gas? They got you. The marinas have got you.
Man, some of those boats. Holy cow.
There's some nice boats on the lake. Anybody else? Any Berkshire?
I got a couple things.
Peon.
Thank you very much. First thing, I'm going to mention a new video I put up on our Facebook page today. If you like movie car chase scenes, you will enjoy this video, but it's not a movie car chase. It's a guy that does these stunt videos, and this recent one is in San Francisco. It is if you like fast cars and a lot of burnouts and burning rubber and everything, you'll like the video.
Well, this guy is unbelievable. He is like almost a supernatural driver. He has an ability that I don't think most people could, no matter how much they practice driving, ever do.
It's like trick shots in pool, almost, what he's doing in this
car. Exactly.
It's
like Tiger Woods when he takes the golf ball and bounces up and down on it. This guy's that way with a car.
Yes, so if you like that, check that out on our Facebook page. Second thing I have, we had a couple trees down last night from the storm. It was wild. We came home. We were visiting my aunt and uncle out on Lake Sherwood, Missouri, and then we came back home at about 7:30 or 8, and the skies were looking really gray. So we came back, and the top half of our tree in the front yard was already cracked and on the ground. And then so we were waiting there for a while, and then I was looking out our back window to our backyard in the kitchen. All of a sudden, I see a 15-foot piece of a chunk of a tree fall and tumble down the hill. So that was pretty. It was a pretty wicked storm last night. Straight line winds. They were calling straight line winds, not.
We didn't have that in St. Pete.
Or a gustnado.
What a gustnado!
Yeah,
so that's it. That's your Burke segment.
No, I got tree one more thing. I was talking just a little bit on the story. Off the air to you guys, I bartend on the weekends, and so we have this regular guy that comes in. He's a regular down there, so I always make sure to take care of him because he's a what the gambling term of a whale is. He likes to buy drinks for people and
big
throw
tipper.
Money. Yes, big tipper. So it was the end of the night, and he doesn't drive down there, so he feels pretty good at
he
the
end of
the
plastered. Night.
Yes, he does.
We could say that.
So he was trying to pick up this one gal, and they were talking, and he bought her a drink at one point, and then you know, with him, it's just money just keeps coming out of his wallet. So I gave him a bottle of water at one point, Voss. Voss is a high-end bottle of water. It comes in like a glass cylinder.
What a joke.
I know. Yeah. It's probably
high-end water.
I've never heard of it.
It's probably $5, $6, $7 a bottle.
That's insane.
It's crazy. So I gave him that, and money just kept coming from his wallet to my hand. So I ended up getting a $190 bottle of water. And so even the guys that have bartended a long time down there, they were all very shocked by that story. I go,
here's the question: did he get the chick to go home with him? Did he pick her up?
No, because she started yelling at him about he was too drunk and all this and that. And so,
well, plus, who wants to go out with a guy who's dumb enough to pay $190 for a bottle of water?
Well, that's the problem,
too. That's just stupid and wasteful.
He's always trying to pick up women down there, and they...
Is he good looking?
They end up, no, I mean, not, no, not really.
Is he
really
fat?
I would say he's 240, 230, maybe 5'10".
You're trying to be nice.
So,
because you know that's what I am, and you don't want to say he's fat. He's fat.
He's shorter than you, too. I would say he's like 5'9", 5'8".
Thank goodness.
So, yeah, he's always trying to pick up chicks down there, so he buys them drinks. So that's why he's a whale, because he's always trying to buy drinks for... So, yeah. So I don't think he ever goes home with any of these women, just because at the end of the night, he gets so out of it that they're only around him anyway because they know he's going to buy him drinks all night. But that was a new record for me, $190.
Listen to Tina. She made that sound women make when an animal gets hurt. You said, I don't think he ever picks up any of the women. Tina went, oh. Well, Tina, why don't you go down there and go home with him?
Yeah.
Let him buy you a $190 bottle of water.
Well, somebody ought to sit him down and explain how it works.
How does it work?
How what works?
Don't get so drunk. Be more responsible with your money.
Don't be so fat.
Well, some women, it does work. He just hasn't found the right one yet.
Oh, he'll hook one.
Yeah.
You keep buying water for $190 a bottle.
He doesn't strike out. He probably ends up paying for it most of the time, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so even the longtime bartenders down there, they were pretty shocked by that story. I go, well, that's just how I service my customers. What can
I
say?
I rule.
So,
well, I got a word for that. Even at $5 for a bottle of water, the word is stupid. Okay. At 190, it's even more stupid.
So it was a kind of a slow night, so it made our slow night a little bit better.
Is that it?
That was it.
Let's get Arthur's been on here forever. Arthur, I'm sorry it took so long. How are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, not much. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, you were talking earlier about the San Diego fireworks display, and I moved out to San Diego about 5 years ago from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I recently moved into an apartment that had a really nice view of Mission Bay and the Pacific Ocean. And on the 4th of July, I had a couple of my buddies over here. We were sitting on the balcony. We were watching all the different firework displays that were going on. And I think around 9 o'clock, I'm not really sure, one of my friends looked over to the left and said, "Holy crap." And we all looked, and there was this huge red glare coming from San Diego Bay. And it lasted for like 15, 20 seconds, and then it fizzled out.
Now, are you in San Diego? Are you in San Diego now?
Yes, I am.
Wow! How about
so
that?
You saw it? Yeah,
yeah, I was there, and we were thinking about going somewhere to take my dad, and all I kept thinking was, "Man, am I glad we didn't go to see that?"
Oh man,
what a!
Oh, they were estimating there's like between 20,000 to 50,000 people who went downtown for specifically the reason of watching the fireworks, and people out here were so furious the next day. It was crazy.
Well, I'm sure they were.
Arthur, here's the other thing I bet they're furious about. When I was at my dad's house, I watched the news, and on 4th of July, a lot of people go to the beach, okay, in San Diego. It was 67 degrees. These people had, and it was cloudy and overcast, and they were determined to go to the beach anyway, and they had sweaters on, and it was just weird. As I know, San Diego overall has really livable weather, but they also get some goofy stuff, you know, like cooler than it should be when it really should be nice and warm. It's cloudy a lot. They get it's not perfect, but I guess it's as close, with the exception of Hawaii, it's probably the greatest weather in the United States overall.
All I can think of, though, are those people that would probably wanted to get a good spot, so they sat there 5-6 hours to...
sat there all day. And 15 seconds, it's over. So you saw the burst, the ball of fire.
I sure did. It was a very odd sight. It was like a small bomb went off in the middle of San Diego.
Now, here's the good news for you. I saw on the news there, and this is the good news for you and your friends, that company is going to do that fireworks display again at no charge.
Wow.
They're gonna, and I don't know what date. I don't know how they're going to determine when to do it. But I saw them interview, and the guy says, "Well, we're going to do the whole thing again for nothing."
Did they say how much? What do you think? 50, 100,000?
Oh my goodness! I think it costs more than that.
It has to be
within a million.
Yes, I would say at least $1 million. No. You look. Think about the thing in Hudson River. 40,000 tubes. You can't do that for $100,000.
Wow.
It's going to be. I'm with Arthur. I think $1 million easy. So, Arthur, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening from San Diego.
Well, sure, Frank. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Well, see, this guy.
He does listen.
He knows. He's a hardcore listener. All right. American Equity Mortgage is... I got to find out when they hit 21 years. I know they're 21 years old in St. Louis. They started here and initially were only here. Then they branched out two markets, three markets, five, 25 different cities. Pretty soon it's going to hit the 21-year mark, and I got to think it's coming quickly. And I don't know the number. I don't know how many thousands of people they've, you know, gotten mortgages for who wanted houses. I don't know how many more thousands of people they've gotten home equity loans or bill consolidation loans, but you can join those ranks. You can join those people. And I think a year or two ago, a lot of people thought, well, these ridiculous low interest rates can't last much longer. They have lasted, and they've gotten lower. You got to go back to 1950 or something to find rates like this. So everything is in your favor if you are either looking to buy a house or you already have a house and you want to borrow money on the equity. It's all in your court. All you have to do is pick up the phone or go online and contact American Equity Mortgage and say, I want to use this equity to pay off some other bad debt like credit card debt. AmericanEquity.com or, and make sure you get this number right and you don't call a similar number because that won't be American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Not really much going on the highways, Tina. We've got pretty good traffic going on southbound 270 towards Sorty Ferry. Downtown eastbound 4064, just a little slow as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. Same thing on northbound 55 in that right lane. You're heading north of Park now up to the Poplar. And this report's brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you get a few more miles per tank. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Metro Shooting Supplies is proud to present Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night and invite you to its grand opening July 13th, 14th, and 15th in Bridgeton at St. Charles Rock Road in Fifi.
Guys, did you know that if you finish too early or you have trouble rising to the occasion in the bedroom, it may be because you are losing your testosterone? Testosterone loss can start at any age, and as we get older, it only gets worse. That's why we're going to send you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule that will safely increase your testosterone levels absolutely risk-free. To get yours, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-3703. Bravado is guaranteed to deliver real results, and it's one of the safest male enhancement pills available. It will increase your testosterone, libido, strength, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in and outside the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free while supplies last, call now. 1-800-900-3703. If lines are busy, please try again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-900-3703. 1-800-900-3703.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.